Here's something that will surprise you, by the way. Here's something that will surprise you quite a bit. It scrambles to deal with this surge of Haitians crossing the river illegal. This surge of illegal aliens from Haiti by way of Chile. The Biden administration is now seeking a private contractor to operate a migrant detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You heard me right. Gitmo. They want to put Haitians, illegals, at Gitmo. It's apparently a holding facility. Has been for some time. Has a capacity of about 120 inmates. Daily population of 20 or more, according to the solicitation bids issued Friday by the Department of Homeland Security. The service provider shall be responsible to maintain on-site the necessary equipment to erect temporary housing facilities for populations that exceed 120 and up to 400 migrants in a surge event. Why would you send them there? Why would you send them there? Meanwhile, we take a stroll through the looking glass this morning. Ayanna Pressley is a member of Congress. She's been getting some good stuff, apparently. Early in the day, too. Good stuff. I mean, how else can you explain this? Listen to what she says.
Haitian lives are black lives. And if we truly believe that black lives matter, then we must reverse course. The Biden administration must immediately and indefinitely halt all deportations of Haitian migrants. It must affirm and guarantee the right to due process for those seeking asylum. And it must use every resource available to support those fleeing this humanitarian crisis on the island.
But they're not fleeing a humanitarian crisis on any island. They're fleeing Chile for an upgrade in their living conditions because they want something better. And that's fine. Get in line like everybody else. Do it the proper way. Bring your ID. Don't throw it on the ground on the Mexican side of the river and come across with no ID. Don't do that. Don't cluster under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, and demand entry into my country. And yes, it's my country. I've helped to build the place in some small way, along with millions of others. And let me tell you something. We take seriously what we've done over these last many years. We pay taxes. We follow the laws. We do the best we can for the most part, and we pursue the American dream. And that doesn't mean people busting through the border demanding, hey, give me some. Doesn't work that way. Follow the rules. We have laws, and we have borders, and we have common sense for a whole host of good reasons. We're not going to change for you. We're not going to be the only country in the world with no border. We're done playing this game. Border Patrol agents that were doing the right thing. This whole horse thing is a bunch of horse, And the point is, these folks were not whipping anybody. They were using their reins to guide their horses. Horses are intimidating. That's why they're used for crowd control, because they're big and they're intimidating. The chest of a horse comes head high on a man and it pushes him back. And yet these fools continue to push the narrative that somehow they were whipping these illegals. They were not. Matt Drudge continues to push that garbage as well. Whatever happened to Matt Drudge? Fall too deeply into his own ego and couldn't swim out? Something like that. Too self-righteous and self-important, apparently. Coming up, by the way, in the next hour, we're talking a lot about vaccines and vaccine mandates, by the way, which are making Joe Biden a lot less popular with everyone, but significantly with black voters. Black voters don't trust Joe Biden. The support of black voters is down to just 71% now. Lowest I've ever seen for a Democrat, 71%. It's fallen another 5 points. And black voters who disapprove of Joe Biden has climbed to 24%, highest I've ever seen. And Biden's net approval rating among unvaccinated voters that are black has fallen 17 points before the mandates. 17 points down. And just 61% of voters, black voters, approve of Biden's handling the pandemic. That's down 9 full points. This is from the Morning Consult Political Intelligence Survey. And this happened before the mandate announcement on September the 9th. So his points are dropping from September 9th through September 20th. Before the mandate, he had 59% support of the unvaccinated black community. Now it's 47%. It was 64% before Kabul fell to the terrorists. And by the way, it's not just COVID that's coming across the border with these illegal immigrants we're talking about. As we're talking about vaccines and mandates and all of this. Measles, malaria, tuberculosis, this all according to the CDC. These are the folks coming in from Afghanistan and across the southern border. And some of these bases where the Afghans are held, Quantico, Fort Pickett, Virginia, Fort Lee, Virginia, Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, the list goes on. The list goes on. We'll get to a lot more of that. But first, remember to support your American farmer, as I tell you every day, patriotfoods.com, the place to support your American farmer. Why? Because we're losing the American farm. I've got a headline here from a high school in Michigan. They're cutting back on their school lunch program. Why? A nationwide food shortage. They said they routinely get half of what they order. Half of the boxes arrive of what they order to feed the school kids. You've got to support the American farmer or this is going to happen for everyone. PatriotFoods.com. Check it out. It's free to look. $100 or more spent and the delivery is free anywhere in America. PatriotFoods.com. We'll be right back.